Nolte, left-wing BuzzFeed stock hit 69 cents, NASDAQ threatens removal. By John Nolte on June 3, 2023. The collapse of the corporate media marches on with the glorious news that left-wing BuzzFeed stock has dropped below a dollar, and NASDAQ has threatened to remove it. Far left, BuzzFeed was served with a notice of delisting from the NASDAQ Stock Market LLC on May 31, per Yahoo News, warning them that the fake news outlet faces being delisted after 30 consecutive business days of failing to meet the minimum $1 per share requirement. If BuzzFeed stock does not sell for over a dollar by November 27, or 180 days, BuzzFeed can say goodbye to its coveted NASDAQ listing. I'll buy that for a dollar. Soon you'll buy two for a dollar. BuzzFeed is bleeding money. Its fourth quarter losses hit $106.2 million. Its first quarter losses hit $36.3 million. And in April, the leftists were forced to close its entire news division. And now the stock is trading at 69 cents. Teehee. That's a collapse from $9.62 just 2 years ago. Teehee. Learn the code, you godless liars. Let's peer over the landscape, shall we? KNLL's primetime viewership is now below 500,000. Teehee. The Washington Post is in serious financial trouble. Teehee. Fox News is finally paying for its betrayal of an audience it has taken for granted for a decade. Teehee. Go do something useful, you smug know-nothings. Go dig some coal so I can power my big screen TV and watch Red Dawn. The original one, not the lame-ass remake. You know, I used to feel bad when journalists lost their jobs. Okay, that's not true. What I used to do was pretend to feel bad. But I'm done pretending. The truth is this. If you gave these people a red button that would curse every Trump supporter with stomach cancer, there would be a stampede to see who enjoyed the honor of pushing it. My pretend days were prior to the corporate media sicking the domestic terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter on us. My pretend days were prior to the corporate media using the fig leaf of tolerance to target little kids unable to consent with sexual perversions and deviancy. With gay porn, drag queens, transsexuals, and transvestites. Those in the media who are not evil are enabling evil, and while I wish no physical harm on anyone, I do wish them unemployment followed by soul-searching followed by wisdom, maturity, and decency. Listen, I know the collapse of the fake media is not happening quickly enough for many of you, including yours truly. I have hated the media for more than 30 years. But it is happening. The collapse is occurring. The death of cable TV will finally rid us of the cancer of cable news, probably within the next 10 or so years. And while we will never be rid of Nazi outlets like the New York Times, those propaganda outlets have already lost the thing most important to them, the ability to influence public opinion. Out of sheer hatred for us, these outlets lost us forever during the Trump years. This was a suicide move. Why? Because their only remaining customers are the far left. And when your only remaining customers are the woke Gestapo, you're cooked as a national influence because you have to hang on to the woke Gestapo to survive. In order to hang on to the woke Gestapo, you have to constantly tell them what they want to hear. And what they want to hear is that it's okay to kill Trump supporters and have sex with kids. It took 10 years for BuzzFeed News to face reality. What had been an utter failure from day one, insert my told ya so, was kept going for a decade through only one thing. A very expensive and ultimately humiliating affirmative action program. Oh, Breitbart News is hiring. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.